This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can't get rid of us that easily, boys and girls. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, welcome to another hour of discussion, the talk that is important for you to know what's going on, events of the day, issues of the day, the people. I think we're all of us here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all, and you probably are tempted. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as you start your day, doing small tasks, right? Brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair. But there are other things that perhaps ought to be in that box to check as you start your day, right? Maybe there are some things that make a big difference. Your attitude as you start the day, your concentration on the day, your focus on the day, that should be maybe after you've kind of sobered yourself up, you need to make that a priority, because there are all kinds of things. I know, because I do it myself, procrastination is a big thing. You got a busy life, yeah, you have to prioritize things for sure. But when you don't want to do things that are out of your comfort zone, are there examples of that? Jay, when's the last time you did something you didn't want to do? Don't tell me to get up and go on this program today.
I was going to say every day. Don't steal my answer. No, I'm trying to think of the last time I did something that I really didn't want to do, because I am one of those people that if I genuinely don't want to do something, I won't. Mm-hmm. I make no apologies.
No, that's okay. That's good. That's being your own person. Victoria, what about you? When's the last time you did something you didn't want to do?
I don't know. I can't
she's
really.
She's doing what she wants to do. That's good. That's very success. That's success in itself. You're not thinking about it. It's not top of mind. Jennifer, what about you?
I don't know. I think, look, I'm a naturally shy person. I know everybody like falls over and goes, no, you're not. But naturally, it is a push for me to challenge myself to do what I do, because I'm a public person for most of my life and on the air and all of that. So, I don't know. I had a speaking engagement over the weekend, and I always think to myself, I'm like, gosh, how am I doing this? I used to hate public speaking. but like at some point I just thought, it's always been my mentality, like you fake it till you make it and until you start believing it. And so that's kind of how I got past my shyness when I was younger, is mm-hmm. to just kind of fake that I wasn't shy anymore. And then it kind of fell into gear. But still, every once in a while, when I have to give speaking, like speeches and stuff, I go, it comes back and you go, okay, here I go. I can do this. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it is. For me, it's something simple. I'm tired of putting a mask on. I'm resisting it more and more. I find myself I go into a place and I have a mask in my pocket, but if everybody's not wearing a mask, I'm not wearing a mask. The mask mandates are being lifted all over the place. I see that Goldman Sachs and Chase, most of the banks, are lifting the requirements for wearing a mask. Most businesses are lifting the requirement to have employees
Walmart
wear masks
did.
In the
office. The problem
office.
Is that local governments still have the right of way. I mean, we just, we're on the other side of the Super Bowl now, and looking back, you didn't see many masks in the crowd.
Well, you just challenge it. You know, there's not.
Well,
they
the problem
can't
is that
jail.
For kids, you can't. And so kids in Los Angeles are still having to go to school with N95 masks indoors and on the playground. And meanwhile, you've got a bunch of celebrities and local elected politicians who are sitting around watching football with their masks off.
Oh, we all
off.
Know the hypocrites.
How fair is that? I know, but it's not fair. And so I'm
I was
sure
looking at something
parents.
On one of the farm sites, because most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I get a lot of stuff, a lot of trade material from the various organizations, American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union, about how do you protect the people that are working on the farm that do not have vaccines. I didn't mandate the people that work with me on the farm get them, but I made it appear, it was for the common good. And all of the people that are, the three people that work the most have their shots. the youngster who works on the farm, didn't have his shots, got a bad case of COVID and was out for 2 weeks. And I just said, okay, you made a decision, so that's it. There are a lot of people who are saying, I noticed something, as a matter of fact, this is from a New Jersey-based emergency medicine doctor whose name is Anad Swamthamarian. I don't know if that's how to pronounce his name, but at any rate, he
Uncle
says...
Uncle Anad.
Who's your, what is he? Do you know
I'm
who
joking.
He is?
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just said Uncle Anad. Yeah,
he's he says that lives of young people are being affected by not having vaccines. And I wonder how many people are paying attention to that. I'm wondering if the doctors that I have on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos, would agree with that. Because they both were, well, Jack doesn't believe in vaccines anyway, but Ken was pretty hesitant about getting this vaccine into younger folks. You didn't think anything of the
18
plus.
I think they're doing
plus.
More studies, right?
Right.
They for the 5 and unders, it's not approved yet. They're doing more studies.
Right.
It's the same thing. I mean, I think I told you guys last summer, I was talking to my dad's cardiologist, and he said he's had a lot of cases for young men, especially coming in.
So what is in the vaccine that makes them, that screws up your heart? I'd like to know.
Gets your inflammation going for whatever
reason. Yeah, but the thing is, though, that's, especially in younger men, that is very treatable, and most of that resolves at home. So that was not a reason that people shouldn't get the vaccine, because there were not that many cases of it on when you look at how many people got vaccinated and millions of people. That was not something, I mean, I've seen a lot of cardiologists
talk about that. Think about it. It's like,
I
totally hear what you're saying, Victoria, but like, when you think about it and you say, well, heart inflammation is not that big a deal, to some people it really might
be.
To some people it sounds like a big deal.
In kids, no, I'm saying in kids, the kids who have had a reaction from the vaccine, it either resolved on its own or there was medication and it went away. So, and that didn't happen to every kid.
Then what is worse? Then let's go 5 to 11 year olds. 20% have had their first shot. So I'm looking at now a statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics, whether or not they strongly side on vaccinating children, and they don't seem to. It seems, there are those who talk about the huge risk there is to children. There's a moderate risk. Some people have gotten youngsters gotten super sick with COVID, but not a lot. Very small percentage has died, 12 kids, I think, have died of this. And so you look at overall around the country at the moment, 1% of the COVID cases are children who are under the age of 5. And I don't see a number for 5 to 11. My grandson has had his first shot. Didn't seem to affect him one way or another. In terms of his health is concerned. He was kind of, most of the kids in his school have had it. So what
I think is actually the scariest part is the new studies that are coming out about pregnant women who don't want to get the vaccine and what if they get COVID, what it can actually do. And it's really scary. I mean, one doctor said the quote was no fetus could survive that. And so the way COVID attacks the placenta, it's really.
You're talking about not the shot. You're talking about getting the disease.
Getting the disease and not
while
being
pregnant.
For pregnant women. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pregnant women should definitely think twice about getting. If they're saying, oh, well, I don't want to get the vaccine until whatever, they're showing that there's a real risk to the fetus. And so
Jasper, my grandson, is about 3 months old now, and he's a healthy, walloping.
Your daughter-in-law got the vaccine while she was pregnant.
She did. I think she was 4 months in when she got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, the FDA authorizing a new antibody treatment to fight this last version, at least the current version. There will be more versions, but it will just get taken care of kind of like with a regular flu shot, if you believe in those. The Eli Lilly folks have come up with a treatment. They've been kind of absent in all of this, so maybe they're trying to come up with something so that they can get in on the gravy train.
They had a different treatment early on.
Yeah.
They didn't work. They're not a vaccine company, but there was some other treatment that Eli Lilly had in the beginning. Maybe it was a different monoclonal antibody, because the ones that are on the market right now don't work against Omicron, and so that's why it's been sort of, everything gets politicized, but the bottom line is it doesn't work
against Omicron. You want to try to pronounce this, Victoria? B-E-B-T-E-L-O-V-I-M-A-B.
What would your guess be?
Bebtelovimab. So that's just,
sounds official. Yeah,
this could be number three. Just call it number three or something. Anyway, it's supposed to be used to treat patients for whom alternative COVID treatment options approved by the FDA aren't accessible or are inappropriate. Here's another. It's another monoclonal antibody. Do people even understand? Do you think after all this time, monoclonal is part of our lexicon? We get.
I think so, right? Yeah. People know that if you're in the hospital and you have really bad COVID, that the antibody treatments were being used against Delta. It just doesn't seem to work against Omicron, which is why this one came out.
Are we still talking about the elderly, the compromised, the unvaccinated? Don't people, I mean, this has been 2 years already. Why are we still hammering away at that?
If you're over 65, and Dr. Ken would agree with this, and maybe Jack would too, I mean, there isn't a doctor that I've seen so many people, so many doctors talking about this. If you're over 65, this is not something to mess around with. You are still considered at risk, even if you're vaxxed and boosted.
But let's look at the Super Bowl this past weekend. What kind of a super spreader might that have been? If it were last year, this year, behavior doesn't seem to be amounting to anything.
Well, we don't know yet.
But you know. 75% of vaccinated people who have died from COVID had four major. See, this is what I've been saying all along. You didn't die for the most part from COVID. COVID may have put you over the edge, but the research from the Center for Disease Confusion this weekend suggests that more than 75% of vaccinated people who've died from COVID had 1, 2, 3, 4 medical risk factors. Some kind of the lung problem, heart problem, circulatory problem. Those are the sorts of things.
But a lot of people who have those issues have not died because they got vaccinated. To be on your own with all those conditions is pretty scary.
The unvaccinated still are the major number. People still go to the hospital. Most of them are unvaccinated. Food for thought for you at 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJB Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. That is the point in the hour when Jay Kirshner works on the social media side, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJB Show, or Facebook.com/DJB Show. A lot of people are still grousing about Bob Saget, Jay, as more information comes out about what happened. It's not just as simple. It was simple at the beginning, and then it was made more complicated, and that was sort of simplified. And now there's something else that makes it complicated again. And about what? There are about three or four things in here that keep getting piled on, like the fact that he was positive for COVID, right?
Well, and he had mentioned on a podcast prior to his very last comedy show that he had recently had COVID. He was recovering, so kind of the question remains, was he just still testing positive, or was he still symptomatic? Was he still fighting it? What was going on there? And we know he fell and died in his sleep. He had a head trauma. Well, the Orange County Medical Examiner is giving us more information into the whole thing, that there was hemorrhaging, blood was forming between the skull and the scalp. He had the bruises and discoloration on his eyes. He hit the back of his head so hard that it caused fractures at the front of his head. But also, something that the medical examiner found was, it seems like his heart was also a ticking time bomb. He had an enlarged heart. He had damage or disease in a major blood vessel.
Didn't he go see a doctor? I mean, then why would somebody that exposed not have a regular checkup?
Didn't he have a heart issue, though, in the past, right? I mean, they said one of his arteries was 95% blocked. That's pretty bad. I mean, that would have been an issue had he lived maybe in the next year or so. He would have had to address that. But it is really strange, because it sounds like maybe he slipped and fell getting out of the shower and hit his head.
Because one of the damage is on the front of his skull, too, right?
Well, the way that neuroscientists have explained this is that, like, when you hit the back of your head with a lot of impact, it shifts everything forward so it can cause bruising under your eyes. Wow. And, yeah, because stuff gets moved around, so... But, yeah, he probably just never told his wife, or maybe he spoke to his wife, because we know they spoke on the phone right before he, you know, that was the day before he died, or the day of, he was about to get on a flight. Or he went to bed, and then maybe he spoke to his wife, slipped and fell in the shower, hit his head, thought there was nothing wrong, and then went to sleep, and that was it. But it looks like it was a pretty bad fall. Whatever happened, it was a bad fall.
Well, what's the lesson? What do we take away from this?
I don't know. The lesson is, if you hit the back of your head, don't lay down. Go to a doctor.
Don't think you're invincible.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That sounds like a bad hit. They said it's consistent with falling down the stairs or something. I mean, that's really not good.
I know a man who was a
congressman. That sounds like marble in a shower to me, right? Like, they can have that impact.
Yeah. Like, complete slip, his feet went out up from under him.
A friend who was, when I used to be on the board of trustees of my alma mater, this fellow was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, and he fell down. He was 69 years old, and he had an apartment in Washington where he stayed during the week, and he fell down the stairs, hit the back of his head, and bled out. There was nobody there, and that was the end of him. So these are stair things. I slipped on the ice a couple of times this past week. My sister got me cleats for my boots, so now I won't go outside and slip anymore. But it's actually, you know, it's this time of year, you're taking your life in your hands. You go outside after there's been precipitation, and you walk around, and, you know, you're liable to, as I did, fall down. I get to the point where I put my shoulder back so that I...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors at a federal hate crimes trial face a challenge in proving that racial animus motivated the three men who murdered Ahmed Aubrey, a jogger shot in a Georgia neighborhood. After 5 days of jury selection, the federal trial of Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan is set to begin today in the coastal town of Brunswick. The Durham investigation says it has found three on Hillary Clinton's campaign team. They were the architects of the hoax Russia collusion that dominated mainstream media for years. One of those names is current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Mexico has confirmed that the United States government has suspended all imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat from the cartels. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions once again, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. USA Radio News.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Quote, this is the most out-of-touch administration I have seen in my lifetime. That's Congresswoman Kat Kamrick, the Republican from Florida. She was on Newsmax and said the administration of President Biden is the most out-of-touch she's ever witnessed. The southern border is her proof.
It's just more misdirection from this administration. It's laughable that they are now stipulating, oh, well, this includes the northern border as well, because we've known for this entire time that the southwest border really is open, it's porous, and it's where the majority of people, the vast majority of people, are coming through. So for us to get these numbers and then to stipulate that, you know, this includes the northern border,
yeah.
Well, you know, this is what's so crazy. We're just talking about the border. We all know that this is a crisis, fantastic job of really exposing what is happening at the southwest border, yet the administration talks nothing about it. Now they want us to redirect focus to Ukraine and the Ukrainian border. You know, I think of how words matter in the context of global leadership and national leadership. And coming out of the White House, Biden's been pretty sloppy with his words.
About 3 weeks ago, Ars Technica first reported that astronomers were tracking the upper stage of a Falcon 9 rocket from 2015 that will hit the moon March 4th. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory now says the object is not a Falcon 9 rocket at all. JPL claims it's a Chinese rocket that was launched in October of 2014. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. You deserve all the love that you can get this week. It's Valentine's week. The ladies are, well, Jay's not celebrating at all. I think she's just in love, right? Isn't that what it is? Do you love somebody? Do you stay in love with them? Can you actually say that you're in love? And what does that mean if you're in love? What's the difference between loving somebody and being in love? Ladies, you're all experts.
I think it's a question for you, because I think women are a little more clear with that than men. Men are really weird. Like, when the hotness is over, like, it's over for them. They don't wait around. You know, it's strange.
That's not a fair statement. That's not the way I've been. I don't think. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis and I have been together for almost, 10 years now. So only married, we're married 4, but we've been together for 10, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it's different for everybody, right? It depends on maybe how long were you together before you got married. My brother and his wife were together a long time before they got married, and they're as cute as ever. So I don't know. I think it just depends.
There are those who say that getting married, Phil, don't listen to this. Getting married, yeah, exactly, ruins everything.
No. Oh, my.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think it also depends on your personalities, too.
Yeah.
Because some people.
There's Jay Linden credibility in getting everybody on.
Some people, there's something that ties into, well, the ball and chain, and I have to be tied down and all that stuff. Or other people are like, no, this is the next adventure that we get to do together.
Well, I can remember, and it wasn't, it was the lasting real engagement I had. It wasn't a literal engagement, but I really enjoyed her company. I liked spending time with her, and I enjoyed whenever we spent time together. It was just a good thing. We went up and down like a seesaw, but it was fun, and I enjoyed it. We had a good time with each other when we weren't going. When
I think both of you were sort of addicted to the drama. There was so much. Yeah. That was like, we all lived through like a teenage romance with you and that one. I mean, that was like,
it was
exhausting.
Yeah, it was. All right, speaking of drama, what's the latest, Jennifer, because you're usually our congressional expert on the stock trading.
Can I be the congressional correspondent?
Yeah, you can be the congressional correspondent. So there still is an investigation. Will it go anywhere, though? That's the question.
It's called slow walking is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And there's another scandal. I don't know if you guys heard about the energy secretary. What's her name? Jennifer Granholm, I think is her name. Her
mayor. She was governor of Michigan, right? Yeah.
She got into some trouble, too. There's an investigation around her. So if you haven't heard, congressional, the stuff that Doug's talking about is that there is really not a lot of oversight and not a lot of enforcement on a rule that members of Congress are supposed to have a blind trust for their investments. And so if they don't, there's only like one guy. I think there's like one Republican in the middle of the country who has a blind trust, the only one who's doing it the right way. So a group of Democrats and Republicans all got together and said, look, we need to, and only 27 of them, by the way, out of the 435 members of Congress, that should tell you something. It just, on its face, that only 27 are pushing for this, because what's happening now is that members of Congress, including at the highest level, Nancy Pelosi, making $35 million off of her investments with certain company, big tech companies. And so you think if you're in Congress, you're privy to lots of information, which could dictate how you buy and sell stocks. You can vote on laws that are beneficial for buying and selling stocks. You can ask important people to speak on behalf of companies that you might invest with. And these are all things that people like you and me and Victoria and Jay and Phil, if we all did this, we'd be in jail like Martha Stewart if any of us did this to try to help bump up our own stock portfolio. So there's a pushback, and it's very popular with the American people, Democrat. I mean, it's something that actually unites us in a bipartisan way, because most people don't want to see those who say they're going to represent us just going into Congress to enrich themselves. Now, there's also a scandal within the cabinet. I think it's Secretary Granholm, who has a husband who invested in some stocks for her with this particular company. And while a member of Joe Biden's cabinet, so while she was in the secretary position, she had the president go out and speak at these events that helped these companies prosper while she was holding stock in them. So it's like, how do you, I mean, did anybody know? Is she doing this secretly? I mean, it's just, so there's another investigation underway for that.
How'd they find out?
You can't do it.
That's what she was up to.
I guess.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
My question. How'd they
There's
find
a
out?
Lot of watch. There are a lot of watchdog groups that look for this kind of stuff. Hmm. And it's pretty easy, I guess, if you just follow where the president's schedule has been. You might go, hey, wait a second, this company, why this one? And then you say, wait a second, this, you know, this person's investing. So if this, again, the investigation is underway, but if this pans out, then what do? You have to get rid of somebody? Is there going to be any enforcement? Do we just let it go? I don't know.
Something to keep in mind. All right, no fly list for unruly airplane passengers is important. The flight attendants union is getting really worked up over the weekend. An American flight from Los Angeles to Washington had to land, I think it was in Kansas City. Some guy got up out of his seat, went to the front of the plane, and tried to open the door at 36,000 feet. So here we go again.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. I mean, these people are on, do we need a drug test before you go get on the plane?
I think it's probably alcohol, right?
That's, yeah,
that
probably seems is. You stop serving alcohol They just stopped.
Well, they're getting bombed at the airport before they get on the plane.
Yeah, and they have been. They have not been serving alcohol, I don't think, on planes. Yeah. You haven't noticed it because in first class they do, but I think in the back they haven't been serving for a while. I think it was new that they just brought it back maybe a week or two ago. Yep.
I have very powerful drinks like tomato juice and apple juice. Actually, crayon apple.
Well, did you guys hear? I mean, there was a pretty famous arrest on a plane. I don't know if you guys heard, but for Super Bowl week, Adrian Peterson, I guess, had been in town. He's an NFL player who's had some problems in the past, and he was arrested.
Playing, is he? Isn't he retired?
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a headline on TMZ. So, what did he get arrested for?
Domestic violence. So, I guess he and his, you would assume, his spouse, he's got a wife, were having a fight aboard a flight, and I guess it carried over into the airport. The police at LAX arrested him. He's $50,000 bail, and just do this. I mean, first of all, don't have fights with your spouse like that. Period. But seriously, like, on a flight, in an airport, it's just...
Mm-hmm. Hurricane Katrina victims. Yes, we're still talking about that. How many years later? When was the... Hurricane Katrina has been, what, 10, 12 years ago? When was it?
2005?
Bush was president. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so Brad Pitt comes into the picture, and people say, huh? So apparently some of the people who bought homes that were touted by Brad Pitt... say that they believed in him, they believed in the dream, they believed that these homes would be great. Apparently, Make It Right Foundation, which is his nonprofit, set out to build homes for residents of New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. People had, Katrina came in and wiped out everything. These were experimental, environmentally friendly homes. But apparently they have a lot of defects. Now they have a lot of mold. And an attorney has filed a lawsuit on behalf of these residents. But I'm trying to figure, okay, Pitt raised a lot of money to construct the homes. And so other than that, he didn't build them. So why are they suing him?
His foundation built them and sold them for about $150,000 each.
Yeah, he didn't gain from it.
I think this would not be. I don't think Brad Pitt is to blame. I was down in New Orleans like right around this time, like less than a year after Katrina, and people just worshipped him. They wanted him to run for mayor. I mean, it was he came in as sort of seen as a savior. I think unfortunately these houses were built in with such shoddy construction, and they said some of the things, they didn't have rain gutters, they didn't have waterproof paint, they had flat roofs, and that apparently Tom Kay could probably explain on this, but they apparently were very tightly insulated so that moisture got in, but then it couldn't get out, and then termites and toxic mold started building, and one person died. And so it's turned out to just be a complete mess. And the lawyer representing the group said that all these houses need to just be torn to the ground and they have to start over. So, but Brad Pitt's name is still on it. And he was the one he championed that cause.
I think he'd have a hard time. Okay, next, Adele and Las Vegas. Is it going to happen or not? She was with Graham Norton, famously gets a lot out of the British. People around the world like to go on his program, but he especially works hard on the Brits because it's a British program. And they talked about the cancellation of her Vegas residency. She said she tried hard, couldn't pull anything together, but she absolutely is going to have this thing this year. Okay. So what else do you want to know?
So hang on to your tickets.
Yeah. She said it wouldn't have been possible to strip the show down. It's Vegas. I can't go out there with an effing guitar.
I mean, she's not wrong. When people go to Vegas, they expect a big spectacle, right? Like, you want to see a huge show.
Is she from East London? She talks like she's like from the Docklands.
Like EastEnders, like the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple of things regarding Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. I'm trying to figure out, Sajak, a lot of people are hooting and hollering because apparently it looks like one of the winners, there was a fix on one of the winners, Somebody won $100,000 a couple of times in a row.
Yeah, is that it? I think three times in a row. Three different contestants got the $100,000 prize, like, right in a row. And so naturally, people went on Twitter and started hating it.
But they're wait a second, they're just supposed to get a year's supply of Denison's chili. Why the $100,000?
And I don't know why they would think it would be a bad thing for three people in a row to win $100,000, but Pat Sajak basically had to go on Twitter, and he said, you know, like, a quick reminder to conspiracy theorists, thanks to the quiz show scandals of the 1950s, fixing a game show on TV is a federal crime. So he said, I like all of our people to win, but I draw the line at serving prison time.
Yeah. All right, so now Jeopardy is going to hold a second chance tournament. I was watching Jeopardy. What's the lady's name who's the host? She's got
Maya Yalek.
Beautiful face. Beautiful.
She's so cute. She's really? Oh, that's okay.
Where'd she come from, though? I never heard of her.
She's Blossom.
Before. Blossom where?
It was a television show.
She was in Child
Big Bang Theory.
The
big hat with always the flower on it.
You would know her from Big Bang Theory. That's who, that's the most recent thing that she had.
She's on a show called Call Me Cat, which is really, really cute. But you know what's funny about her is I love her. She's very fun to watch. But have you noticed she's got an interesting delivery style with the way she speaks? When she's doing this, I don't know, maybe you don't know her from before, but it's really interesting that she has, like,
a game show voice. Trebek.
I don't know.
Like Trebek.
Game show voice. Yeah. When she does this, it's funny.
All right, so anyway, they're going to have a second chance tournament later on in the year that is bringing people back for another shot at Jeopardy. The college was, I think it was prime time. That was a prime time show I saw. I think it was last Thursday or Friday. So still lots of attention. The ratings are very good. But I didn't know who she was before. So are they still going back and forth with her and the...
She does the college stuff, and I think she fills in sometimes on the regular show, and then Ken Jennings is the other side of it.
All right. Anyway, 48 after this, the DJB show.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 53 past the hour, you're going to learn a lot more than you thought you knew about things going on in your home with the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, Mr. Q&A, Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here. Leslie Segretti, she's the co-host. Every weekend you can hear this program, plus learn a lot with their podcasts and the newsletter. So here's one that we were just talking about, and Victoria said, ask Tom about this. So we had Hurricane Katrina, had a lot of houses that were destroyed. So Brad Pitt sets up a 501c3, builds a bunch of houses.
Foundation to rebuild houses down there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Apparently the houses are crap, and he's being sued. The houses don't have waterproof paint. They don't have gutters. They have flat roofs. They were so tightly insulated that moisture, once it got in, didn't get out. So there's termites galore, toxic mold. All right. So what are we? What's this? The solution? We bulldoze these and start over again, or what do you do?
Yeah, he's a better architect, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, I'm sure they tried to make them like sort of green, which means they made them energy efficient.
Yes.
But if you you don't have proper ventilation or the right materials. Like, for example, spray foam insulation. I'm a big fan of spray foam because most attics have ventilation, right? You have soffit vents, roof vents, gable vents. When you use spray foam in your attic, especially when you use it on the underside of the roof sheathing, you don't need any ventilation. It's a completely different system.
Really?
It becomes essentially not heated space, but it's in effect conditioned space. I'll tell you that in my house, which gets, you know, the full swing of four seasons in terms of temperature, the attic's pretty much the same temperature year round, even though there's no heat up there.
Really?
So yeah, it really depends on how you build it.
Mine's not. Mine's cold.
Yeah. Well, mine was always very
and
cold.
Hot.
Yeah. And then very hot. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I would notice there's certain things I would not put up there.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I remember I used to put my ski boots up there, and they cracked one year.
Really?
And I read about it. Wow. And, you know, it turns out that that big temperature swing is not good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Huh. So, you know, stuff like that, you have to know what you're doing.
So I would go one step with advice for people who are wondering about that. The newsletter, the latest newsletter from moneypit.com/newsletter, focuses on your tips to prevent mold. So if we took that one thing and freed people about mold, it seems almost, you know, when you think about it, how do you keep it out of any home? Because sometimes you're going to get a leak in the roof.
There's things you can do, Doug, to make your home, you know, less conducive to mold. You know, keeping humidity below 50% in spaces that are prone to mold, like basements, for example, improving the drainage so that your house stays as dry as possible, that water doesn't work its way back in. Making sure you store things up off floors. I can't tell you how many times in the years I was a home inspector, I would be like in a basement of some house, and they'd have cardboard boxes on the floor, and you could see the mold was eating it away.
Ooh.
Because you had organic matter, which the mold loves to kind of consume, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have air and you have moisture. So those are three things that you need.
Yep. Kind of reminds
me of
the last
box. So I've got a list of 10 things that you can do to avoid mold on MoneyPit.com right now. And it was in the recent newsletter, which you could subscribe to if you go to MoneyPit.com/newsletter.
Reminds me of the last box of bad blueberries that I opened up, frankly. Look at the mold on them.
They're a little mushy.
Yeah, a little mushy. Okay, so let's go over to the Money Pit podcast. The replacement winner. Actually, what I saw here, I want to know how junk drawers start fires. Things we all have junk
batteries
in the kitchen, right?
Yep, okay, 9-volt batteries. Mm. You have a 9-volt battery in your junk drawer, and it connects. Like, let's say, I don't know, maybe you got a Brillo pad in there too, you know, and it connects across the terminals. You can get an arc.
Uh huh. All right. Okay. Or a screwdriver. You could.
A screwdriver,
that's
right?
Well, I don't know about having
a piece of piece of silverware, right? So if you want to store a 9-volt battery, you're smart to put a piece of electrical tape across the top two terminals.
I have a box that has a different size. It has, you buy the batteries, you put them in, there's four different size holes in it, and you just put a bunch of batteries in each one, the AAA and the AA and the rectangular ones and that.
Oh, like the storage, like the little rack or something?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Is that smart?
Well, that's probably okay.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's when they float around.
Right. You don't want them to be moving around. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other things do we have here that are...
Well, replacement windows, you mentioned that.
Yeah,
I just
want
to say
that
that's a really smart improvement to do these days.
That's
there's a lot of options. What's that?
Expensive? Replacement windows, expensive?
That's a great point. You've got to shop for them, but you pay attention to the glass.
Good all right, go
glass.
To... Yeah, check the Money Pit podcast out. All right, MoneyPit.com for Tom Kaye. And where are we now in the DJV program? I bet you want to know. It's 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.